Life is a journey. What's your story? Well, I have an amazing storyteller with us today, Maggie Duffy. You know her from the Tampa Bay Times. She is an arts writer and arts editor, and now the new managing editor of a digital magazine from Creative Pinellas. Welcome, Maggie.
Thank you.
Maggie, tell us a little bit about your journey to become an arts and feature writer. And I know that you have a BA in art history from the University of South Florida. So tell us how you got from there into the writing about the arts.
Well, I pursued art history in college after I'd taken a humanities class at SPJC at the time, and I really liked it. So then I had a direction for my life, and so I worked, I got the art history degree. And then it was like hard to get a job in the field, but somehow I did at working at a fine craft gallery, Florida Craftsman is what it was called then. Now it's Florida Craft Art. In the meantime, I had taken a part-time editorial assistant job at the Tampa Bay Times. And so I just kind of kept that while I was doing the gallery because it was extra money and it was pretty convenient. And I was really glad that I held on to that because after I had my course had run at the gallery, I went to the Times and I asked them for a little bit more hours. And so they did. And then I started writing more, period. And then eventually Lenny Bennett retired and she had a weekly column called Art Planner. And so I offered to take over the column. And then in 2019 is when I became the full-time arts writer. And I covered theater and visual arts.
I think that's really important because that's something that aligns with the mission of Creative Pinellas. And tell us a little bit about Creative Pinellas and the magazine. It has a history as a print publication. But with the new director, who's really not new anymore, she's been there over a year and a half, it's taking a new direction. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yes. Well, we're still in the planning phases for the digital magazine. I wasn't aware that it had ever been print. I thought it had always been digital. But we are just going to be relaunching it, and we're really excited. You got to kind of stay tuned for details about what it's going to be. But we do want to have more engaging content, visuals, and stories. We're also we're connecting arts and tourism with the magazine. So it will be a way to showcase local arts to travelers and residents.
And with that in mind, I thought it was so exciting that Creative Pinellas opened a satellite gallery over at PI. Tell us a little bit about that, Maggie.
Yes, it is the St. Pete Clearwater Airport, and Creative Pinellas collaborated to open the Sightline Gallery. And it's right in a place in the airport where people are getting off the plane or waiting to board. So I think they connect 2.5 million annual travelers to that airport. So they get to see all this artwork that's in there now. And it's really beautiful.
Well, you know, Cindy Stovall used to have a podcast, Beauty in the Burg. And I always like to do hats off, Cindy, because a lot of what I try to do here doesn't even get to what you used to do in telling the stories. But what I love about you, Maggie, is that you really connect in an engaging way the artists, the audiences, and the communities. But you speak about art, dance, theater, music in such a way that it's approachable, and it makes me want to run to whatever it is you're talking about. Tell us a little bit about the voice you developed and who has inspired you as an arts writer.
Well, I just always like to be clear and make it so that, you know, it's understandable to everyone. I do love reading other arts writers locally and beyond. I love him. Obviously, Jerry Saltz is like the art critic that you want to read all his stuff, and it's hilarious. And he came to the Museum of Fine Arts a year or two ago and gave us a hilarious, it was almost like stand up, but his take on the arts. But I just always wanted to not sound too academic, because I think that gets in the way. And what I really want is for people to be as excited about art as I am.
Yeah, and I hear less of you in your stories and always a great, you always ferret out these great stories. So tell me a little bit. You've been 8 years experience covering the arts in Tampa Bay. You were actually the 2023 Muse Award for Literary Arts from the St. Pete Arts Alliance, and the Best of Bay Honors from Creative Loafing, and so much more. But tell me a little bit about how the arts community has changed over 8 years. And I don't know how you could get to everything, but you seem to.
Oh, well, yeah, I mean, I try. I get tired. But, well, because I worked at Florida Craftsman since 2009, I really got to see in 2010 the arts really blossom with the 600 block being open to artists. And so I was really steeped in the visual art world. And with the Shine Mural Festival, I got to see the that form because that actually did happen at Florida Craftsman.
That's right.
That's where the committee would hold their meetings and decided to do the festival. So I got in on that early. And then it was one of the things that I did at the Times before I became the full-time writer was we had organized all of the events that we received into calendars specific to stage, art, music. And so I was responsible for stage and art, so I got to learn about all of the amazing theater that's here in the area. And so then when I started writing about theater, I was really, really got to see that world. And then I've just seen things grow and grow. And I mean, obviously, social media is so good about, you find out about all this new stuff. There's arts districts. I mean, it's really been incredible.
And new art districts. You and I were just talking about Lipa Radner.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about that because, you know, there's Dunedin, there's Safety Harbor. And I always like to say in the Let's Go Guide and the Weekend with Wiser, get in the car, drive and explore a new arts and culture destination. Tell us a little bit about Lipa Radner and also Safety Harbor.
Yeah, Lipa Radner Museum of Art at St. Pete College is I would say small but mighty, wonderful museum that is it has the works of these 20th century artists, Abraham Ratner, I believe.
Right, yeah.
I don't want to get it wrong. Anyway, they do wonderful contemporary exhibitions, and it's just a really great place. If you haven't been, go check it out. It's free. There's plenty of parking, and then you can make a day of it and go to the Sponge Docks and get some Greek food.
Yum. And the same is true of Safety Harbor. I mean, they have there's all kinds of things going on. But here's the best kept secret, and it shouldn't be a secret. Creative Pinellas. Now, I live up near Creative Pinellas, and they have the third weekend, I believe, is Pinewood.
Mm-hmm.
But Creative Pinellas, the galleries are gorgeous. And at one point, it was the Gulf, when I was at the county, it was the Gulf Coast Museum.
Right.
And then it sat empty. And then it became little ateliers for writers. Under both Barbara and the current executive director, it's become something more. Tell me from your point of view why people should go to Creative Pinellas and what excites you about what's there.
Well, the space in itself is just amazing, and everybody says all the time that it's the best gallery space around. And now it's in Largo, but it's on the same grounds as the Florida Botanical Gardens and Heritage Village, so you can really make a whole day of going there. The galleries are beautiful. The space is huge with vaulted ceilings. Right now we have the Shape of Us exhibition in there, and it's really great because there's six artists, and they each get their own room. And then also going on is I-Bomb's show. There's so much to see. It's open from Wednesday through Sunday. And it's just a really cool place to go. We had the opening reception last Friday, and we had great attendance. It was really, really fun.
10,000 square foot gallery. And then there's always little refreshments there, a little coffee house if you go in on the weekend. And I love, we were talking about what's the name of the magazine going to be? What's the tag?
Mm-hmm.
About Creative Pinellas, Art Uplifts Humanity. Tell me how important it is that they do uplift arts and artists through classes and grants and other things.
That's right. Yes, they do. They provide grants to artists, and they do – right now they're currently doing a series called Mind Your Business. So it's about thinking about the business of art. That's why we were up at the Lipa Radner last night, was to provide that workshop that was led by Erica Sutherland. who's the director of the studio at 620, among many other things. She's amazing.
Yes, a lot of hats. And then there's one June 23rd. That's Flautorama with Liz Dimmitt.
Yes.
Mind Your Business, Artists Excelling at Grant Applications with Todd Wellman at CPAC. That's July 16th. And then August 13th with Ketsy Ruiz on my social media, who is very instrumental in what you're doing.
Oh, she totally is. She is awesome at what she does. So that would be a really, like, everyone should go sign up for that one.
Whether you're an artist or not, it's really very important.
Yeah, that was the thing. The lecture was geared toward, artists and their business, but I was finding it useful for anyone who was starting out a small business.
So having worked at startup magazines, the vision board, right? I was talking to Nick Steele from St. Pete Life Magazine. Do you have a vision board in your mind? Do you have a wall that you're just sticking Post-it notes up? How are you going, how are you approaching this? It's really just like birthing a baby it's amazing. And we're so excited, Maggie, that you're doing this. Tell us a little bit about how you're going to approach it.
Yes. Well, I'm just like scouring the internet, looking at other art magazines that are digital, looking at the way those look, the way they relate back to their social media, which is important, and vision, like the visual aspect of it, looking at into video, I'm really just researching right now, because I really think that it can be such a special publication. It can really be the go-to find out what's going on in the arts. And a big part of it is we really want to amp up the events. We have all the events, like a calendar of not just what we do, but what else is going on in the arts.
This is something that Creative Panels has done, and the Arts Alliance as well, and Warehouse Arts District. Mm-hmm. I think that we're very lucky to have three organizations and even more that content aggregate, that bring together. I mean, I love when I can look at all the galleries. And, magazines used to do this, but other than Paradise News, there's very little, and we do this in Let's Go Guide. What I like the best is that digitally you can link to websites, you can link to videos, it's like you're going to open a window and support the arts with this new magazine.
Yes, exactly. That's the point of it.
Right. Absolutely. Sure. You were also writing, it was just with thrill that Tampa Bay Times, moved you from your role there to become a columnist for Bay Magazine with our dear friend Colette.
Yes, that's right.
Tell us a little bit about what you've been writing about for them and what's coming up next for you.
Yes, I have been, just writing about art and theater for that column. I usually try to include a few different events that I've been to. I most recently it was Selby Gardens has that George Harrison exhibition.
My God.
He was an avid gardener, which who knew that? I didn't know that, but it was great. And plus, it's such a beautiful place. And then it was also about Fresh Squeezed at the Maureen Art Center, and that was a really great. It just gets better every year. That's of emerging Florida artists, and it's just fantastic. Amanda Cooper is the curator, and she always finds the best new talent.
She does. And we love our June Bunch, who has Lyrical Ladies, who comes in and talks about that. We like to have a little. And folks, you will hear more from Maggie here in Radio St. Pete. We hope that she will bring us new stories as she discovers them. And I want to ask you this. What art, theater, haven't you really been able to dive into that you hope to shine a light on in your new role?
Oh, that's a good question. Well, I don't know. Maybe fashion. I think that's one that kind of doesn't get as much, I'd really love to, because I know there's people out there doing really cool stuff in fashion. I said this before. I'd previously done a story about nail techs who are like really artistic with their nails and so stuff like that. People are artistic in so many different ways, and I just love being able to find that. I would also, a goal for the magazine is to kind of open up the music a little bit, to expand past, orchestra and theater to, who's making music locally. There's a lot of young collectives that are doing really exciting things. So I really like to dig into that.
I know. We just started a dance podcast, of course, with Alex Jones.
Oh, awesome.
And, you know, there's just so much young talent. And I love the idea of fashion, too, because, you know, street fashion, mm-hmm. Cunningham, right? Used to take his photos of the street. Yeah. I love the fact that there's art everywhere.
Yes.
Outside of the mainstream art community, there's art everywhere.
There is. And I used to always say, you can surround yourself with everything art. Like, you can, even the mug that you drink out of, you could have an artist-made mug.
Well, when you see the picture, you'll see that Maggie's wearing a t-shirt. Can you tell us a little bit about this St. Pete t-shirt?
Yes, it is the Vitale Brothers. They did a mural of Marilyn Monroe on that, used to be a theater or something on
it was a nightclub,
Central.
Then a theater, right,
yeah.
right.
It got damaged in the hurricane, though. Like, her whole face got...
So that's why you have the St. Pete Band-Aid on it.
They made this way, well before that happened, but I love this shirt, and people always ask me where I got it, and so I don't know if they're still making the shirts, but I love the shirt.
That is wonderful. Well, Maggie, share with us why people need to go out and support the arts and get out to the galleries and get out to the art walks and get out to Creative Pinellas. How does art transform, educate, and engage?
Well, art can just reach so many people in so many different ways. You know, for some, it's just to look at something that takes them out of the world they're in. For people who make art, they do it for a number of different reasons. Experiencing theater and dance is, like, so uplifting. I recently went to Beacon, Helen Hansen French's performance, and it was amazing. I love it. And I love dance. I want to see more dance, too.
And, you know, Creative Pinellas, let me point out that you've had Sharon Fulton there with her film.
Mm-hmm.
You've had collaborations with American Stage where they did these sort of mini things. I mean, Creative Pinellas really has hosted some incredible theater and dance. And I think that the fact that you've got a digital magazine now, you'll be able to reach more people with that. Is that sort of your goal?
Oh, definitely. We want to reach, you know, and we want to also tell the story of why, like, St. Pete, Clearwater, Pinellas County is so amazing for art. And we want to, you know, get that message out nationally because, you know, people can keep coming here. And if it's a rainy day and the beach is not an option, you can just go to Creative Pinellas and go experience some beautiful art.
They call this the Arts Coast for a reason.
That's right.
And you know what? The Arts Coast is Creative Pinellas. I know that John, when he was with the Arts Alliance, mm-hmm. worked closely with Creative Pinellas. I see the magazine bringing together so many communities, both street art, youth art, art to come, performance art, visual art. I think we're just going to have a multiverse Maggie Duffy, don't you think, Maggie?
I agree.
Maggie, I wanted to ask you before we leave, you must have a bucket list of museums and galleries and places that you either have been or want to go to. Can you share some recommendations since summer travel is happening
mm-hmm.
on where people might experience art that you would like to experience in
okay.
other places?
Well, right after this, I'm about to go to the Tampa Museum of Art. They have American Impressionism. So that sounds, I can't wait to see that. Let's see. Oh, well, the Dalí Museum is opening the most amazing exhibition. It is called Outside In, and it is featuring the muralists of the Shine Mural Festival and the way that they've been inspired by Dalí. And I went yesterday for the media preview, and it's amazing. It blew all my expectations. They painted right on the gallery walls in that main exhibition space. And so to see, and they're, you know, floor to ceiling. So it's really impactful. It's really exciting. I think that's going to be, and that's so just like on brand for St. Pete to like bring these, you've got a world famous artist and a museum dedicated to him, but they're still recognizing the artists of this community.
And in fact, that's what Shine's going to be this year.
Mm-hmm.
They just announced at the Bay Borough, right, that it's going to be local artists.
Uh-huh.
And that's exciting too. What about out of town? Any recommendations around Florida or other places that people should visit? Or actually, I'd like to go on a culture and cocktail tour myself.
I have always wanted to go to Mount Dora. I haven't been there. And there's a modernist or some kind of museum there. They have that, I'm not going to be able to remember what it's called. I don't know. But anyway, Mount Dora, that sounds artsy and cool. South Florida is wonderful for art. The Norton Museum in West Palm Beach. I haven't been there since I was a kid, but that was an early place for me where I was inspired to appreciate art. And when, you know, beyond Florida, I've spent a lot of time in San Francisco at that Museum of Modern Art, which is great, and the DeYoung Museum there.
And the Norton Simon.
Yeah, and I haven't been there, so.
Right. Well, you know, I stay tuned, folks. I really look forward to seeing the world of art, theater, performing arts through Maggie's eyes. Maggie, parting words to our listeners about Creative Pinellas?
Yeah, well, just follow us on social. We are located at 12211 Walsingham Road in Largo. The gallery's open Wednesday through Sunday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. And it's creativepinellas.org. Follow us all along on Instagram and Facebook. We also do have a YouTube channel. And then just stay tuned for more about the magazine.
Sign up for the newsletter. And folks, support local art. Art needs you. Thank you, Maggie Duffy, Creative Pinellas, new managing editor for the soon-to-be-named magazine. Thanks, Maggie.
Thank you.